Hi, my name's Ewan Burton and I won gold at the judo for Team Scotland.
Fantastic. Well, what a week for you. You were the flag bearer for Scotland and now you've won gold. Just sum it all up for us.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal, really. It's something that I never in my wildest dreams imagined would be a week like this, you know, being flag bearer, then being part of the coaching staff of a team that wins 30 medals out of 14 athletes, and then myself being one of those gold medalists. Just an absolutely amazing week.
And when you were standing on that podium yesterday, you were welling up a bit, weren't you?
A little bit. I told everyone beforehand there'd be no tears here. You know, people were sort of talking about if I managed to win here, would there be tears just like there had been in London? And I said, well, there won't be any tears, but I was probably pretty close a little bit of time. You know, when all your friends and family are there, when everyone's supporting you, and we had such passionate, fervent support from the Scottish crowd. It was amazing, and I managed to hold them back, but it was pretty emotional up there.
And you've turned it around completely from London 2012, haven't you? It must be really, really incredible considering your age as well.
Yeah, there's not many 35-year-olds that stand on the top of international podiums. So, you know, I've managed to keep my body together just about to the very last. I've got a sore neck and a sore back and sore fingers this morning, but it was all worth it in the end.
For your wife as well, it was disappointment for her, but I mean, still, silver was decent. What's she saying today?
Nah, she's very disappointed. You know, she came here for gold, and she knew that if she won any other medal, she'd be disappointed with it. And I can understand that. She's a very competitive person. She wants to win every fight she goes into. So she knows that she's not had a great preparation. She knows that she's had a lot of injuries that have kept her out for, you know, probably 18 months of the 2 years since the Olympic Games, so she's aware that she needs to get a good training block in, and if she can do that, I'm no doubt at all that she'll qualify and can have the potential to stand on the top of the rostrum in Rio.
How do things change so quickly over the last couple of years for you?
I don't think they've particularly changed. You know, the judo that I do now is pretty much the judo that I used to do, but you know, I've had to adapt it very slightly for the higher weight categories, and I'm doing much less training, if truth be known, because I've been predominantly coaching over the last 2 years since London. You know, I'm still training pretty hard, and when I get on and I train hard, I give it absolutely everything. But you know, at 35 and having a responsibility as a coach, you can't do what you did as an 18-year-old. So I've had to be smarter rather than harder in my training.
And leading from the front as well, your kids must be proud.
Yeah, I think they are, and I'm very proud of all of them. You know, the each and every one of the players gave absolutely everything to their performance. You know, and some people got the medals they wanted, some came a little short of what they wanted, and some got better than they ever wished they could get. And that's sport, and that's what makes it so exciting and interesting. But I think everyone that's involved in the team, from support staff, physiotherapists, psychologists, nutritionists, coaches, S&C guys, everybody's just very proud to have been a part of this team.
What's next for you and Burton?
Back to the job. You know, we've got guys fighting in the World Championships in 4 weeks' time. One of the guy who's my training partner at the event yesterday is Paralympic silver and bronze medalist Sam Ingram. He's got visually impaired World Championships in 5 weeks, so I've got to get back to the training centre and make sure that he's well prepared for that event.